Gavin Newsom's California, convicted illegal child murderer freed into U.S. by John Binder on December 17, 2020. An illegal alien, convicted of murdering a child, was released into the United States after serving his prison sentence thanks to California's sanctuary state law that was again codified by Governor Gavin Newsom, D. Carlos Morales Ramirez, a 44-year-old illegal alien from El Salvador, was convicted in January 1998 of second-degree murder, assault on a child causing death, and great bodily injury to a child causing death in Los Angeles County, California. In August 2013, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) issued a detainer for Morales Ramirez requesting his transfer to their custody. Instead, the California Department of Corrections released Morales Ramirez on December 4. Morales Ramirez's release from custody back into the community is in full compliance with the state's sanctuary law that shields criminal illegal aliens from custody. Newsom codified the policy, again, into state statute last year, making it difficult for ICE agents to have illegal aliens transferred to their custody. ICE official Dave Marin said in a statement, "California's sanctuary policies continue to fail residents by allowing convicted criminals like Morales Ramirez to walk free. State officials and advocates need to take a hard look at the reality and potential consequences of these misguided laws that leave potential victims wildly unprotected from very egregious criminal offenders." 6 days after Morales Ramirez's release, ICE agents located the convicted murderer in Los Angeles and arrested him. Morales Ramirez now faces deportation proceedings and remains in ICE custody. Newsom has gone out of his way in recent years to protect foreign criminals living in the U.S. from being deported. Last year, Newsom pardoned 3 foreign nationals convicted of felonies, including arson, robbery, hit and run, and theft, so they could avoid deportation back to their native Iran, Cambodia, and El Salvador. ICE officials have previously said that Los Angeles frees up to 100 criminal illegal aliens every day. Likewise, data finds that 8 in 10 illegal aliens released by sanctuary jurisdictions like Los Angeles go on to commit additional crimes. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.